Welcome to Line of Judah Online. Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Today we're doing a new subject. It's called Lionhearted Leadership. You'll find on the internet there's many different ways of teaching leadership, but this is the particular way God has given to me, and I pass it on to you as leaders. This is part one from a six-part series, and we're dealing with the characteristics of leadership with regards to a lion and, generally speaking, in ministry as well. What is the first thing that comes to your mind when you see a lion or you hear about one? Is it his strength? Is it his fierceness or his boldness or his majestic being? Whatever it is you know about the lion, you will have to agree that it is a very special animal that God has formed. In fact, it is so special that it is referred to as the king of the jungle, even though it is mostly found in the grasslands. The lion as an animal is one that every leader and aspiring leader should strive to learn from. For that reason, I have selected five facts about lions and lessons that you can learn from them. Fact number one, a lion's roar can be heard 5 miles away, or the equivalent of 8 kilometers. What do we learn from this lesson? Make yourself heard. It is important for you to know that your statement you make is not about what you say or the things that you do or your character. It's part of what makes your reputation. The lion knows that its roar precedes it everywhere it goes. That it is why it is the height of boldness. If you develop your reputation properly in Christ, your boldness will increase. Fact number two, lions are very social animals. They form groups called prides, sometimes with as many as 40 individuals in a pride. What do we learn from this fact? Lesson number two, interact with others so that you can get better. Do not build fortresses to protect yourself. Isolation is dangerous. Many people believe that the task of leadership is a burden and that it cannot be shared. This is not totally true. Every leader should recognize himself as a river feeding others and being fed in return by others. A river which isolates itself, which feeds nothing and nothing feeds, will sooner or later become stinky and dry up. Remember the popular word team. T-E-A-M. Together, everyone achieves more. I hope you've enjoyed this first part of this message. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.